In this demo, Peter Myers is going to show us how to develop a reporting services report that uses a SQL Server 2008 R2 Analysis Services Cube as its data source. He'll show how to develop the data source query using the graphical query designer in reporting services, and also how to incorporate formatting from the cube into the report.
In this demonstration, I'll be creating a simple reporting services report based on an analysis services cube. In fact, it will be the cube developed in previous demonstrations in this series. So here in my Sales Reports report server project, I commence by introducing a new data source. The data source will be of type SQL Server Analysis Services, and the connection string will be built by connecting to my Vegas server and the Sales Analysis database. I'm going to name this the same name as the database so it's easy to understand, and then I'm going to introduce a new report. And this report will be sales and profit by category. So the report is added to the project and the report designer is open for me. So let's commence by introducing the data source. So let's use that shared data source. And it's my strong preference that you copy and name the data source in the report the same as the shared data source name. We right-click Add a data set. And when I open the query designer, because there is a cube available to us, then it opens up the MDX query designer. You can toggle to data mining also if you have data mining structures and models available. So in this window, we can use this button here to select different cubes and perspectives. We can filter by particular measure groups within the cube, and then we have the resources of the measures, the KPIs and their metrics, and the dimensions, namesets, hierarchies, and levels of hierarchies are all available for constructing our data set. We can also introduce calculated members if you need to extend beyond the calculations already in the cube. So for this report, I'm going to introduce from the product dimension, the products hierarchy, the category level. And then I scroll up to my measures and I introduce the sales amount and the profit percent. Note that when you introduce measures into the designer, it automatically calculates the query so you can see the result. Then up here we have the filter pane that allows us to filter the data set. So I'm going to introduce from the date dimension the calendar hierarchy, and I'm going to filter by the first quarter of 2008. Now, the beginner, this isn't clear, but when you scroll to the right, there is this parameter checkbox that does a number of things. Simply by checking it, it adds a report parameter, a hidden data set that supports the available values for that parameter, and it maps the selection into this data set query. One last thing I prefer to do here is come to the fields and name them more appropriately. The way that it converts the member names from the cube sometimes isn't what you expect. So I'm going to call this simply sales, and this one profit percent. And now we have a data set of three fields that is being produced from the Analysis Services cube. So this is a simple report. I'm simply going to introduce a chart and drop it into the top left corner of my report, and I'm happy with a basic bar chart. Let's make this a reasonable size. And my title properties, I'm going to use the expression from my built-in fields that is simply the report name. I don't need my axis titles, so I select and delete, and I don't need the series either. And then to configure, I have the chart data here, and I say the chart data will use from the sales analysis data source and the DS main data set the sales field, and the categories will come from the category. The last thing I want to do here is introduce, by right-clicking a bar, a data label. And then when I right-click and I come to the series label properties, I can use an expression here to say, from my fields, use the profit percent, but not its value. For analysis services, we have these extended field properties beyond just value to expose many of the cell properties that the cube can deliver. So the cube developer had gone to the effort of using a format string to define how profit percent should be represented. So this is how we can bring that string back. And in addition to that, we can come to the font, and instead of leaving it as black, because if you saw in the previous demonstration, we used a rule that said if the profit percent was less than 40%, it should be red. We can assign to the color not the constant black, but an expression that uses the profit percent field, not its value, but its color property. And then when we preview this report, we will then be prompted for the calendar period, and we'll note that we have available values to choose from, and it automatically indents them according to the levels of the hierarchy. So let's take a look at, it's probably not a great idea to include the calendar hierarchy because there's a lot of data in here, but let's take a look at something like quarter 2 of 2008. Yeah, this isn't a best idea. Preferable that we had built this on a year or quarter level. And in fact, that's multi-selecting, so that's not what I want either because of the default. And let's preview the report. And we see that the response here is that we have, you know, low accessory sales, high bike sales, and clothing is low as well. If we come back to the default that I had there, and so what I needed to point out to you, so quarter one of 2008, and then I unselect quarter two, because the profitability for clothing sales was less than 40%, here we see it in red.